the habits that you've built over a lifetime that have got you to this point, they're so deeply rooted that all it takes is one obstacle, one challenge, one person pissing you off that day for you to revert to type, to reassume your default state, that heaviness, that lethargy.
You're listening to The Circle C Project.
Welcome to The Triple C Project, the podcast that helps you gain clarity, boost confidence, build courage, so you can live life lit. I'm your host, Ryan Spence, the Big Law Dropout, life coach, author, speaker, lover of hoodies, hip-hop, and big, hairy, audacious goals. If you're tired of living the life you think you should want and ready to start living the life you do want, this podcast will help you get from where you are to where you really want to be. Sit down with friends. I invite you to grab a drink, take a seat, and allow me to guide you towards living a life that's lit. Hey, hey, welcome to episode 95 of the Triple C Project. Looks like finally here in the UK, we are getting spring. Spring has sprung, so they say. Had some warm days this week, and the sun always lifts my mood, as anybody who knows me can testify. I am definitely a sun worshipper. Maybe a sun god in a previous life, who knows. But yeah, that makes me happy, or happier, should I say. Because when the sun isn't there, it can sometimes make you feel quite heavy, quite down. At least it does for me. And today's episode is going to be about that feeling of heaviness, that feeling of what I call lethargy. But not in relation to the weather, but just in relation to life. And I'm going to talk about how you can shift out of that. As one way that you can start to make a shift from that lethargy towards living lit. Before I do that, if you're new here, hey, I'm Ryan Spence, your host of the Triple C Project, author of the Triple C Method, the book that's been called A Transformational Toolkit, and the book that I wish I had when I knew I wanted to leave corporate. It's a book of tools, strategies, as well as my experiences and my life story of getting from big law lawyer to big law dropout, of moving from a life of lethargy to a life that's lit, of conquering my fears, of gaining clarity, building courage and confidence to help me get after the thing that I want and the things that I want in life. And so if you are in that situation where you know there's got to be more than what you are currently doing, what you currently have. If you know you want to make changes in your life, you're not quite sure where to start, you need some inspiration and you need some actionable tools and strategies to get you started, this is the book for you. So you can grab it anywhere you get your books from. Either go to iamryanspence.com/book, buy it directly from me, or order from your independent bookstore if possible. Of course, you can get it from the world's biggest bookstore run by the guy who has a rocket shaped or a penis shaped rocket. Almost came out wrong. But wherever you can, try and support your independent bookshops, your small businesses. We need them because when they're not around, we're going to miss them. So, iamryanspence.com/book or head to your favorite bookstore. Okay, so lethargy. So the thing about lethargy is when you're in it, it's going to be very difficult to get out of it if you keep doing the same thing, because you can't change your situation with the same habits that got you there, right? You've got to change things, but you've got to shake things up, switch things up. You've got to do something different to change your physical state. Because you change your physical state, your mental state changes. There is no separation of mind and body. They're interconnected. So if you can make a shift in one, it's going to shift the other. And the thing about lethargy is that when you're stuck in that funk, things feel heavy. And that heaviness can keep you feeling stuck. It's what keeps you stuck. Imagine you've got a huge weight on your back. It's very difficult to move, right? You just get tired and you get exhausted and you just feel like, I just want to stay here. I can't move any further. And that's the funk. right? And the longer you stay in that funk, the heavier the heaviness gets. And before you know it, that funk, that heaviness, that lethargy, that becomes your default state. And you notice it becomes your default state. And you know that you don't want to be there. You don't like the way that this feels. And each day you wake up and you think, okay, today's the day. Today's the day I'm going to get out of this funk. Today's the day I'm going to do things differently. Today's the day I'm going to just burst onto the scene with my old, excited, happy, positive self. But here's the thing. The habits that you've built over a lifetime that have got you to this point, they're so deeply rooted that all it takes is one obstacle, one challenge, one person pissing you off that day for you to revert to type, to reassume your default state, that heaviness, that lethargy. And I remember this well from my time in Big Law. Maybe you can relate to this too. So when I was going through this period of, I'm not sure this is where I want to be, and I'm not happy, I'm not fulfilled, and this lethargy was kind of hanging over me, I'd get up, I'd arrive at the office, and I'd be emboldened when I got to the office by the hip-hop that had been blasting through my headphones on my commute, and also the copious amounts of caffeine in my system. And I would think to myself, I would try to think positive thoughts. You know, people say use these positive affirmations. And I would try to do that. And I would say, today's going to be different. You know, I would kind of think about the ways that today could be different. I would go in with this positive mindset, even if it was forced. But then I enter the office, and the familiarity of the environment would obviously bring me back the memories of all the things that I didn't like, that didn't jive with me, that didn't feel right to me. And just being in the environment would quickly suck the optimism out of me. So by the time I sat down at my desk, the familiar feelings of lethargy would cheer. Imagine this crowd of lethargy beings cheering and then just flooding my body, flooding my system, and just weighing me down, right? So even though I'd entered with this positive mindset, it very quickly went away because the environment would shift my mind state. I would fall back into that regular habit of sitting, staring, and thinking to myself, I don't want to be here, but I don't really know what else I can do. So now, there are many things that you can't change about your environment. Like I couldn't change the office. It wasn't mine to change, right? The building was the building and the job was the job for as long as I was there. So I couldn't change anything, at least not in the immediate term, about the external environment. But the one thing, and I want to share this with you now, the one thing that you can change, the one thing that you do have control over and that I had control over is you can change yourself. And more specifically, you can change how you see things, how you perceive things. And you can change the clarity of your mind. You see, lethargy clouds the mind. So again, if you think of this heaviness, it's not just a physical heaviness, but it's a mental heaviness too. I sometimes call it being stuck in mental quicksand. It's kind of just sucking you further and further down into it. And it makes it hard for you to see beyond what's right in front of you. So again, using that mental quicksand analogy, when you're in the quicksand, all you can think about is trying to get out of the quicksand. All you can see is the quicksand in front of you and how quickly you're sinking into it. You can't see the possibilities beyond the quicksand. You're too rooted and stuck and sinking into that quicksand that's there. That's the lethargy. And it's hard to see a world. It's hard to see a life beyond the rut that you find yourself in when that lethargy is creating this fog. Okay? So by removing the fog, you start to gain the clarity that you need to change things. That clarity brings possibilities, and those possibilities can bring a sense of joy, a sense of litness. Because when you can envision something different, envision a different life, a different way of being, just notice how your mood changes. Think about something that you enjoy doing right now, wherever you are. Just think of it. It could be that drink of coffee. It could be that friend you like to catch up with. It could be that TV show you like to watch. But just think of it and notice the shift within you. Maybe that smile comes on your face. Maybe something changes in your posture, in your body language. And it's very hard to keep thinking about the negativity when you have that positive thought in your mind. You can't think of the two at the same time. And so this is what happens when you gain this clarity. And when you start to see these possibilities, it brings that same feeling to you, that sense of litness. And so the quickest way to pull yourself out of the funk, out of the lethargy, to clear the fog and to gain clarity, the quickest way that I found to do that without any substances, without getting drunk, without taking drugs, without doing other things that could be detrimental to your health, is simply to move. You've got to move your body to shift your mind. And for me, the best form of movement for this has been yoga. Why? I mean, I run, like, there's lots of other things that I do as well, and they are all fantastic, and you get the endorphins. But for me, the thing about yoga is you're not only moving, but you're moving mindfully. The whole practice is about moving mindfully. You're moving your body, you're connecting with your breath, and you're bringing a sense of awareness to yourself. You're almost taking yourself inward. There's just you on the mat, nothing else. And this process acts as almost like a spring clean for the mind and for the body and for the soul. It removes the weight of the funk, of the lethargy, and it allows you to stand tall again, both literally and metaphorically, right? And I found yoga is a powerful practice and a secret weapon in countering what I call the three S's. If you listen to this podcast well, you know I like the number three, and I like having three letters the same as well. So three S's. What I call the three main ills of corporate life. And they are sitting. So sitting at a desk for hours on end. We all know that wreaks havoc with our physical state, but also our mental. Staring at a screen for hours, viewing those documents, reading those emails. You know, again, bad physically and mentally. And the big one, the stressing. The corporate life comes with a lot of stress. Now, stress in and of itself isn't bad, but the prolonged state of stress that we find ourselves in a lot of these positions, isn't great. You know, the stressing about the work, but also stressing about the politics of the office, stressing about the toxic boss or the toxic colleague, stressing about the next promotion, the next bonus, how you're going to get fired this week. All of those stresses keep you in this heightened state, and your nervous system is shot. It's not designed to consistently be in this heightened state of alertness, this heightened state of stress. So that's why I call sitting, staring, and stressing the three main ills of corporate life. And they are the catalyst to this heaviness, to this lethargy. And I know this because I've lived it, right? But I also know that yoga is a powerful practice to pull you out of this, to counter these three main ills of corporate life. Because I've guided my yoga students, and I've also guided clients through practice that's taken them from lethargy to lit. That's made them shift from survival mode to thriving mode, even if only for a short amount of time, all through the practice of yoga. Now, I've heard all the reasons why you can't do yoga. You don't have time to attend an hour class every day. You're not flexible. You can't be still, etc., etc. But I want you to just park all of those misconceptions here right now. And the main one I'm going to address is the one about time. Now, I know you don't have time to attend a 1 hour class every day. I know it. I've been in that world. And even as someone who was in that world, who practiced yoga, who loved yoga, it was a struggle for me to get to classes daily. It just is. It's just the way that the job works. Okay. So I know you don't have time for that. And I'm not going to tell you to do that. But what I am going to invite you to think about is this. 15 minutes. Can you take, in fact, not can you, I know you can take 15 minutes a day to commit to your well-being. Your well-being, your very body, your mind, your soul, 15 minutes. 15 minutes to move from lethargy to lit. So you can start to move through your day with just a little bit more calm, a little bit more intention, a little bit more ease. You can do that, right? Surely that's a worthwhile investment of your time. I know it is. I know it is. And I know that you can. And so I want to help you with that. So whether you're a seasoned yogi or you've never set foot on a yoga mat before, I want to give you a gift. So I'm all about giving here, all about gifts. It's the kind of person that I am, right? Generous soul. And the gift that I want to give you is I want to give you my 15-minute yoga sequence, Flow in 15. And it's a sequence that I designed specifically for time-poor lawyers and corporate professionals like you, people that think that they don't have time to do yoga, they don't have time to practice, that it isn't a useful use of the limited time that they have, that find themselves just sitting in this funk, maybe scrolling the internet in between deals when they find those spare minutes rather than getting up to shift their state. And this flow, this sequence, it's quick, it's simple. And as I say, it's designed to be a straightforward, no-nonsense practice that you can do daily. And whenever you do it, it's entirely up to you. Maybe you do it first thing in the morning to kickstart your day. Maybe you do it before bed to just unwind and you do it a little bit slower, a little bit gentler. Or maybe you just roll out your mat in the middle of the work day after a challenging meeting or before your next call and flow through just to break up the monotony, just kind of pull you out of the funk that you've found yourself in. You know what I mean? That midday slump, that time when you reach for as much coffee as you can take just to get you to the end of the day. That's what this flow is here for. And as I say, I want to gift it to you. To get that, I'm going to leave the link in the show notes, but you can head to iamryanspence.com/yoga and just complete your deets and you will be sent the ebook, which sets out the sequence, explains exactly what you need to do for each pose. And within that ebook, there's also a link to the video. So you can watch me demo the sequence for you and follow along until you get used to doing the practice yourself completely unassisted. It's completely free. So you go ahead, iamryanspence.com/yoga, put in your deets and get it. The deets will get you onto my email list, but you can unsubscribe at any time. So even if you just go get the sequence and unsubscribe, and that's entirely up to you. I want this to help you. I want to help you start to build this practice, to have this tool that can just shift your state, that can pull you out of that lethargy. And look, it's not a magic pill. Like, it's not like you're going to do this and all your troubles will go away forever. But it is going to shift your state in that moment. And then from that new energized state that you find yourself in following the practice, maybe you can start to make different decisions. Maybe you can see things a little bit more clearly. Maybe the email that you were trying to write before that you were struggling to get the wording right, maybe now that becomes a little bit clearer in your mind. Maybe the document that you were reviewing where you kept going back and reading the same words over and over again and your eyes were getting blurry. Maybe now you can go and see it with a lot more clarity and pick out the things you need to pick out and mark it up in the way you need to mark it up. Maybe the meeting with your boss that you have this afternoon that you were stressing about, that you really didn't know how to approach it, how to say the things that you wanted to say. Maybe now you just see things a little bit more clearly and you can create a action plan, a structure in a way that works, that serves you. Whatever it is, I really hope this practice works for you. And I'd love you to drop me a line and tell me about it. Hit me up at hey@iamryanspence.com if you're on the emails, or shoot me a message over on social media. Instagram at @iam_RyanSpence, or over on LinkedIn, just find me, Ryan Spence. All of those links are in the description to the show. So please drop me a line. Let me know. Did you do the practice? How did it go for you? What did you get out of it? Everyone who I have shared this practice with, and this is a practice that I share with my one-to-one clients as well. Everyone who's done it has found benefit in it. I've continued doing it for a number of days, and through that, it's helped them to either build a consistent practice, they've gone on to do other practices as well, or it's just something that they felt that they can come back to when they kind of need that shift, that boost, and they're not quite sure how to make that happen, how to do that. So have this works, okay? And I'd like you to try it and see if it works for you. So that's Flowing 15. Head to iamryanspence.com/yoga and put in your deets, and a copy will wing its way over to you. So move your body, shift your mind, pull yourself out of that lethargy so you can get to a life that's lit. That's it for me for today. Thank you as always for being here. I'd love if you could drop me a line or leave a review and let me know what's one thing that you take away from this episode or other episodes of the show. The reviews help me know what works for you. It helps other people find the show and know the shows for them. And it just helps to kind of start to build this conversation between us, rather than me just sat here talking to the mic and you listening, thinking that's great, but not really saying anything. So I'd love to hear from you. All the links are in the description to the show, as I said, or go back and listen to where I mentioned them in this episode. And until next week, stop living a life of lethargy. Start living life lit. Thanks for tuning in to the Triple C Project. In the spirit of the Triple C, here's three things that you can do to support the show. Head to ratethispodcast.com/triplec or over to your favorite podcast app and leave a review. Reviews really help people checking out shows to see what they can expect and how this show can help them. Second thing you can do, share this episode, share a previous episode with a friend, someone who you feel could benefit from what I'm throwing down on this here show. And number three, head to iamryanspence.com and get on the mailing list. I'll be sharing news about the show, news about what I'm up to, my new book, start writing soon. So to be the first to be in the know, you need to get yourself on the list. Really appreciate you being here. And until next week, stop living a life of lethargy, start living life lit.